Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 1st at Cypress Grove Park. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
Hey, California. It's Jackie Cruz here. I'm ready to talk a little trash with you. When I walk with the twins, I see that our neighborhoods are really full of litter. And if that trash is not disposed of properly, it makes its way through our ocean, our rivers, and our lakes. I found a treasure that is in Lake Gregory. You can go fishing, boating, and the beach. It's perfect for family days. Please do the right thing to keep our highways and our waterways clean. You can be a part of that change. So go to cleanwaterca.com.
Brought to you by the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland. We are past week one, where the Browns, for the first time in forever, 18 years, are 1-0 heading into the second game of the season, and that will be the New York Jets at 1 o'clock on Sunday in the home opener, especially a night where we'll find Joe Thomas getting his Browns jacket, where he'll become a legend at this game. But that's not what the story is all about. The story is all about looking back at how the team can get better and what they'll do against the Jets this Sunday. This is It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. Daryl Ryder, an interesting day in Berea again on, Wednesday, where Cade York found himself the hero of special teams across the NFL.
Yeah, named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, and he was obviously thrilled about it.
It's cool, but to be honest, doesn't really mean anything. It's next week now.
The kid is ice. He's ice. Maybe he's Stefanski's son. He sounds just like Kevin when he says that.
I really wanted to ask him today if he was related to Kevin Stefanski, but Cade York doing everything he can to keep the Cleveland t-shirt economy, unbeknownst to him, out of a recession. I did ask him about that today.
Are you aware they're already selling Cade York t-shirts in town?
I mean, like jerseys or just
t-shirts?
That's cool.
So you're not aware?
No.
That's cool.
Let's talk about some of those t-shirts here for a second. One is the Cade York Hope poster, which is like the Barack Obama picture.
Right, yep.
Where it's multicolored. The other one, there's a new one that just came out tonight. I haven't seen this for the first time as I kind of scroll through these. It's $32 on top of that. And it just talks about, it just says Cade York. Nah, it's not that good. Then there's another one that has Cade on the top. And then on the bottom, now I can't find it. It's it's a good one too. I don't know. There's a bunch out there. There's
I love New York. Cade York instead of I love New York.
Yeah, I've seen that one. And then New York X'd out. And Cade MF York, it says on it.
Oh, gosh.
So there's at least 8 of them out there. There's actually a cool one that says jersey. It's a t-shirt that says jersey that I actually was like, hey, that's not bad. But I mean, when it comes to good things in this town, it's all about t-shirts, isn't it, Daryl?
Yeah, it really is. And it's somewhat comical that it is. But look, I mean, right now he's a rock star. Kevin Stefanski joked today he wasn't aware of the rock star status. You know, I asked Charlie Hewlett, who is longest tenured Brown, along with Joel Bitonio, how offended he is that he's yet to get a t-shirt made for him. And he, you know, he basically said, yeah, no one's gonna, you know, it's okay. No one's really making a t-shirt for me. And while I took that as a little bit of Hewlett being humble because he's a long snapper, but long snappers are people too, and they're very important. That I took that as a challenge. Like, now I think we need to challenge one of our many numerous t-shirt proprietors and artists here in Cleveland to come up with a Charlie Hewlett.
I have it. I'll give you what it should say. Ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, snap, Charlie.
Yes. Just like I'm waiting for the Yorktown t-shirt.
That's got to be coming too.
Like, you know, like, we need a Yorktown t-shirt. But yeah, he's kind of a rock star right now. He even said, I mean, but he's just so level-headed, and he's just kind of like, yeah, I know if, like, I don't keep doing this, Cleveland's gonna hate me. So he certainly gets the week to week thing that goes with this. But I think that if there's one Cleveland Brown today that is thrilled that Cade York is his teammate, it's Jacoby Brissett.
One from a rookie, that's rare, but from a kicker, that's even more rare. You know, he puts in the work, so he should be confident, you know, and he should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game. You know, he, like I said, he was confident, and you know, that's more than half the battle right there.
I just want to clarify something that he said. Jacoby Brissett did in fact say this.
He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game. He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game.
Get it?
I get it.
He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game.
I'm surprised Football Reference doesn't have a game-winning kick. They probably do. They've got that game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Chart that you can see. I'm sure that they've got game-winning kicks out there too.
Early leader in soundbite of the year.
He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game.
I think we have an early leader in the clubhouse. And you know what? In fact, I think our lovely t-shirt proprietors in Cleveland should make a t-shirt.
He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what's amazing? Question for you.
Okay, but let me give you the one stat about Cade York that like blew me away. I went back and looked at some of his college stuff. Dude has not missed an extra point since 2018. Get out of here. I see the look. Did I jinx him for next week?
Yes.
If he misses because of me, we got bigger problems.
You never mess with a streak, bro.
It's a pro streak now. He's two in a row, okay? Get three and we'll call it a streak. Otherwise, it's just back-to-back. You know how many field goals he missed in college? Five.
If, and they if were he all misses freshman this year. Weekend, I'm blaming you.
He should want the ball in his foot at the end of the game.
He can put his foot, you know, somewhere else if he misses. How's that sound? All right, we just heard from Jacoby Brissett. All eyes looking at him to improve this week. You know, the way he started, it was interesting to hear Gerard Cherry talk about how the Browns receivers could have been electric all week had he just connected with them, you know, and to think about the way things played out in the beginning of the game. In particular, you know, he said Amari Cooper could have been the AFC player of the week if he was able to connect with Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, it's just getting more repetitions at it. You know, that was probably our first time in game, like live action, but can't miss those obviously, but you know, something that we're gonna work on.
I mean, how much of that's because they didn't get any work in the preseason, Andy?
Boom. He just kind of explained it. He said, I haven't seen that kind of live action. So I understand why coaches are scared to death to play some of their starters during the preseason.
Yep.
But if you're not ready, you're not helping anybody.
100%. And look, I he was 18 of 34 for .147. Of course, there's a ton of improvement that needs to come from him if the Browns are going to win Sunday against the Jets.
A lot of room for improvement. Definitely good that we, you know, were able to win in all three phases of the game, but a lot of improvement, I know, for far side of the ball, and you know, looking forward to that challenge this week.
But only one phase of the game played a complete game. That's they need at least two of them to play a complete game. You know, you can talk about the offense scoring enough points. I'll give you that, but they right. could have been way more efficient. And they could have done way more. And then you look at the defense, man, they were outstanding. 7 yards given up in the first quarter, outstanding. But in that fourth quarter, you've got to play as well as you did in the first. So the defense didn't play a full phase. The only phase of the game where they played all the way through was special teams, from punting to kicking to snapping to holding.
Even though you had plenty of Malox moments every time they punted to Demetric Felton. But, I mean, look – luckily for the Browns, they're taking on another lousy team in the New York Jets, who had their lunch pail handed to them by Baltimore 24-9. But they're, you know, going to be playing a quarterback, Joe Flacco, who, let's be honest about it, Andy, I know he's up there and he's been around a long time, but like, he has owned the Browns historically. Like, he has been, aside from Ben Roethlisberger, like a nightmare for them. He's got 27 career touchdown passes against the Browns, which is the most he's had against any opponent. He's thrown for at least 275 in four of the last five starts that he's had against the Browns. Now, granted, he doesn't have the same type of supporting cast that we're used to him having with the Baltimore Ravens. But look, I mean, Jacoby Brissett better have it cleaned up for the Jets, or there's going to be problems, and I think Brissett understands that.
Well, then I'll be telling the Jets a game plan, so I'm not going to do that. But, no, I think it just starts with us. A lot of the things that halted us was our communication, our fundamentals and technique, and our things that had nothing to do with the opposing team, but everything to do with us. So, you know, that this week is to clean those things up and get ready for a tough opponent.
And, again, I go back to communication problems, lining up wrong. These are all fixable things. That's like the good thing, right? I mean, all this stuff is fixable, but should have never been a problem in the first place. That's my whole point.
So here's my question with both answers. Do you think Jacoby Brissett's going to be a better quarterback week two than he was week one?
God, I hope so.
Can he be a better quarterback week two than he was week one?
Yes,
I agree.
I'm going to be optimistic. Yes, he can.
I agree, and I'll even go back to that last bite where, you know, it sounded like they just weren't ready in some ways because they hadn't played together with live bullets on the other side.
Yeah.
And I think that if you want to point the finger at somebody, then you got to look at the coaching staff for the decisions of the players that they played during the preseason.
And Kevin Stefanski basically said today when he was asked about that, yeah.
He manned up on it. I don't have a problem with that. All right, it's always game day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, why don't you subscribe to the podcast? When we come back, we talk about that dynamic duo, Chubb and Hunt, or Hunt and Chubb. It's always game day in Cleveland.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle. Controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.